So we left off last week with the problem in the Grizz, right at the beginning, when he sets up his original, his basic Chakira. And when you look at it and think about it, the first side seems so much more sensible. Namely, the machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, whether you say dom nino uki ba'asra, that is, do you say you learn out from Shalma Yachid that you have tenufa? And then whether the tenufa is with the entire animal, shleimim, or you say it's with the chaz of the shok alone, you know, pashtus is the first way he learns, which ultimately ends up being Rashi, which is simply the machlokas, as we said last week, is what is the nature of the second tenufa. Everyone agrees tenufas chayim is shleimim, and that's a special din. The machayim of that is shalmei tzibor. And yeah, and then the question is, what is the nature of the second tenufa, achashchito? So if it's a din of kasei atzeres, so then it makes sense it's shleimim. If you say, however, it's just the universal, it's the din shlamim, then it makes sense it's chazav ishok. And that does seem to be the simplest way to learn the Gemara. Now I'm not going to say why the Grizz went to the second way, but certainly, at least for us, for sure you get forced into it because of the Rambam. Because the Rambam openly learns the Gemara in Menachas. On Daf Samach Beis, the Machlokas Tanoyim, in interpreting the Pasuk V'heinef HaKohen in Parashas Emor, by the Kav Seyatzeres, so you have the Machlokas. Lechem al Gabi Kvasim, Kvasim al Gabi Lechem. Do you put it in between? What do you do? It's Ezel, Ezeh, B'tzad Zeh. And that's that. Of course, that brisa is clearly defining the pasuk. How to deal with the problem of lechem abikurim, al lechem abikurim, and al kvasim. And the Rambam openly learns that that pasuk is talking about shchutim after shchita, when you're only using the chaz of a shok. So clearly, as the Grizz points out, if it was a din in shlomim ba'alma, you wouldn't have this machlokas emerge, because then you'd have the usual halacha, which would be that the lechem is al gabe the chaz of a shok. That's what you would say. Like the Gemara says, mamatzino lecha lamala. But that's one. More, so you see, it's not a din in the chaz of a shok is not simply a din of tenufa shlamim. And then, of course, you have the also the statement that he makes very openly in the Parash Mishnayos, where he says that both the tenufas are stem from the pasuk on nichlal and the pasuk of v'heinef hakohen. So you can't say, according to the Rambam, like Rashi, that the tenufa achashchita is a tenufa shlam ba'alma, but as the identity of tenufas kafsei atzeres. And therefore the question is, but why is it Chaz of Ishok? So you're going to say, because it's learned out from Shalmei Yachid. Well, that's very strange. So now, how are you going to say it? Why did the Rambam make it into the Kav Seyatzeres idea? That's the difficulty. I just wanted to restate it. I don't know how we said it last week, but definitely, any guy just plain learning the sugya would have learn like Rashi. Okay? And then I think we also mentioned last week, and you can't gloss over it as much as you'd like to, is where the Grizz says, V'nehi detnufasan rak b'chaz of ishok, mishum damrin and dom mina, kol ze le'inyen ikar hayalfusa. Aval achet egamrin and mishama yachet detnufasan b'chaz of ishok, Chazr din tzrufas liyos b'toras kafse atzeres. Kimo ha-tzrufas chayim. V'lo rak mitoras shlom dalma. Okay? So the question is, what does that mean? What's kol zela inyan ikar yalfusa? What kind of idea is that? And then, it's funny, because then when you read the end, Debeikah chovas atnufa lo ifku Rebbe v'rabbanan. Right, this side holds. Then, so far as the very ikar, the very definition of the chiyav, the mechayav of the tnufa, everyone agrees it's a dinin kasei atzeres. That's the chuli alma. It's not like Rashi; it's a machlokas of shlomim versus kasei atzeres. So it's almost like, okay, so now what's the machlokas? It's like the Grizz took the wind out of the sails of the machlokas. Now they all agree about the thing, and like, okay, what's the machlokas? Okay. I think that's a good restatement of all the problems. Right? See, I think we should start like this, that the Rambam seems to have a premise that I think it's important to identify. And that is that the Rambam's premise, and I think it shapes, you know, it causes him to define the machlokas in a very certain way, unlike Rashi, which is that the Rambam holds that it's impossible to compare Shalmei Yachid and Shalmei Tzibor. In other words, Shalmei Tzibor for the Rambam is like a different min carbon. And therefore, you can never say that you're going to derive from Shalmei Yachid that there is a din tnufa, essentially. It's not possible. You can't say ma'adach by Shalmei Yachid is chazav v'shok. So also over here, because over here, it's also a shlomim, as if they're somehow of the same ilk. The Rambam is not learning that way. He's learning Shalmei Tzibor is a unique carbon. Okay? And that's why he can never ever go to that, he couldn't accept that kind of chakira where one side's going to have to say that the machayev of the tenufa is the Shalmei Yachid, is the fact that it's a din shlomim. It can't be. Okay? All right. So now the question is, what is the machlokas? Okay? So, you're going to, according to the way the Grizz is learning, and I see it's confirmed by something he says later also, is the machlokas is about the limudim themselves. It's about the very yalfusa. And the question is like this. You see, when you say don mina, so don mina tells you, what does that lima tell you? It tells you that when the Torah says v'heine fakohen, you find out from don mina that the hanif includes a tenufa after shchita. Okay? But the question is, the machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan is when you say don mina, do you also have to, does it by definition mean that you must include the object that you're also, that that's included in that mitzah in, from the other source. That's, it's a question in the Alfusa. It's like, you know, klal prada klal, or, you know, riboy miyot. So, what's causing the machlokas is not their theoretical view of the carbon, you know, the carbon itself. That's already a premise. But here it's a machlok, it's simply, what is the nature of the alfusa? When you say dam mina, must you say umina? Or can you say uki basra? It's a machlokas in the alfusa. Of course, there is one. Now, what determines whether a guy holds one or the other? Right, that, as I said, there is a different... That comes from a more basic premise about the carbon. But it seems everyone has, there's a Torah Shabbal Peh here that everybody knows that it's Don Mina. And you have that a lot by Kachin, by the way. That you learn out certain things from one carbon to the other. You know, you can learn out from an Ola to a Chattas, but no one's saying that the Machayev and the Chattas is because it has a hidden identity as an Ola. You wouldn't never would say that logically. So that's a system of lima that exists in the Torah, and very much so with its own certain rules also in Kajin, in Karbanos. So there is a machlokas whether or not, between Rashi and the Rambam, whether or not you could say that in the Karban, in the Shalmei Tzibor, is it a unique entity, or is it a species of a group called Shlomim, of which Shalmei Yachid, predominates. But the Rambam rejected that. He looks at it as a completely different min, a min b'fnei atzma. And therefore, that's going to cause the Rambam to say that the machlokas of don mino mino, don mino v'amuki v'asra is completely a yalfusa machlokas. And when you say don mina, do you say that the chefza, that the don mina, that it's deriving a certain maisa hakarban, in this case tenufa, does it also include the object of the tenufa? Or do you say no? You say you could derive don mina, that there is a maisa tenufa achar shchita, as part of the din of kasei atzeres, but then the chefza is completely derived from the Shalmei Tzibor category. Or do you say no? Don mina, umina. That once you learn that out, you must also bring along the object of that maisa. Yes, yes. Yeah, Rebbe and the Rabbanim. You mean Shalmayhem and all that? Not Shalmayhem. I mean, when everybody holds Uki Ba'asra, and then you say whether or not it's Matnas Kahuna, you mean that kind of thing? Yeah, no. Yeah, right, just the beginning. Now I think it fits into what he's saying, you see? Because he says, V'nei, the Tnufas Rak B'chaz of Ashok, Mishum Dam Min and Don Mina Mina. You see what he says? Because you say Don Mina, Kozel Yinikra Yalfusa. Yeah, that's the rules of the Alfusa. That is the rule. That's it. That's the system. That's the Midas, Shatari the Drashas by him. That's it. Aval Achad Gamrinim Misham Beyachid, the Tnufasim Bechaz of Ashok, Chaz Vadin, Tnufasim, the Yosmitaris Kasi Atzeris, Kamar Tnufas Chayim. Right. That's only the Alfusa. But it doesn't tell you the nature of the thing. It can't be considered din shlamim because this is Shalmei Tzibor. That's impossible. Dibeikar chovas hatnufa lo iflu Rebbe v'rabana. See, I think here's where he's trying to express the idea of course, in his style, that it's simply not possible to learn the other way. Namely, it's not possible to compare Shalmei Yachid and Shalmei Tzibor. The Be'ikar Chovas HaTnufalo Ifku Rebbe Rabbanan, the Kuli Alma Kafsei Atzeres Yishpem Tufalach HaShchit, the Medin Chovas Kafsei Atzeres. It's simply just not possible to learn the other way. Yeah. All right, so now he says, V'nira de Dovazeva Machloka Shanoi. So now he quotes the, okay, we'll go quickly through it. Dehine b'menachas taf samach beis, tana rabbanim, behine fakoen osum alechem abikurim, yachl yiniach kvasim al gabi lechem, tamen lomar al shnei kvasim, yachl lechem al gabi kvasim, tamen lomar alechem abikurim. Right, so you have a seeming steer in the pasuk. V'chulei, okay, yeah, look at the Gemara, you should really look at the Gemara, but okay, we're just going to stick to the Griz now. Mama tzina b'chol makam lechem l'mala, afkan lechem l'mala. So the first Madama holds, you go by Lechem is always Lamala, so you assume Lechem is Lamala here, and then you work out what the rest of the Pasuk means. Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam Omer, Kfasim Lamala, V'chulei. Okay, Chanida ben Chachinoi Omer, Meniach Shtei Alechem ben Yarchoseyem Shol Kfasim, Umeinif, Venims Makayim Shnei Mikros Alalu, Lechem Agabi Kfasim, Kfasim Agabi Lechem. Right, first, according to the first two Madama, you have to work out what the other term, either Al Lechem Abikurim or Al Kfasim means, really. Okay. Amar Rebbe, Elaminiach Zebetzad Zel Menif, Vabinin Al, Rebbe Letaimei, the Amar Al Besamach, which is the way we pass him. So Al doesn't really mean on, it means next to, related to. Ayin Sham Pirsh Rashi Dabraisa Kaimalinian Tanufas Chayim. The Rashi openly there says that this whole machlok is talking about the Tanufa Kodem Shchita. Achein me divrei haRambam beperaches mitin musafan alach yir aleph mevor de meforish hach brisa de kaima al tenuf ashchutin val hat tenuf ashchutin hu de pligi tenoi ima yo lechem al gabi kvasim al kvasim al gabi lechem al zeh betzad zeh harei lehejim mevor bedas haram de gam at tenuf ashchutin hu midin chovas at tenuf ashal kafse yatzeres v'nichlo bakro de vehenef. Right, so you see openly the Rambam is learning that this brisa is talking about Shchutin, it's clear in the Rambam, and that's so therefore it has the identity of Tnufas Kavsei Atzeres. That's its Mechayev. The name of the Himidin Tnufas Shlomim, Kachol Shlomim Shetunim Tnufas Chosav Vishok, Harei Tzarech Lios Dina, Kachol Tnufas Shlomim. Yeah, that's bullseye. Because if you tell me it's a Din Tnufas Shlomim, so then it definitely should have been Lechem Al Gabe Chosav Vishok. Like it always is. And of course, you could take a look even this past week's Parsha. Parsha's Naso. They talked about the El Nazir. Okay? You actually had two Tanufas in this week's Parsha, right? You had the El Nazir and then, of course, the Sota. Okay, anyhow. De'im name of the Himidin Tanufa Shalom. Okay. Harei tzarech yosdin. Okay, I read that. Uplutzas atanoim harei havi b'din tenufas kafsei atzeres shenemar b'akpar de vehenif. But clearly, of course, the machlokas tanoim is about the pasuk of vehenif, the kafsei atzeres tenufa. Elafada lidas haram gam hatenufos shchutin hu midin shchovas kafsei atzeres k'mo hatenufas chayim. V'cheinu mavur lehedje b'perish ha-mishnayis la-rambam l'shnei hatenufos nichlu b'kro de vehenif. So that's clear, as we stated before. Ulam l'das Rashi da brisa kaim alinyan tenufas chayim. Ein hechach shuv me abrisa shigam tenufas shchutin. Tei mechlal chovas kafsei atzeres. Right. There's nothing forcing you to learn the brisa. It's talking about, what do you call it? It's talking about shchutin. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, I mean, there's no hechach for the brisa, right, the tenufas shchutin, I'm sorry, is part of the chovas kafsei atzeres. Because this whole brisa is only about mechayim. V'adraben, the Rebbe says, the Rashi sphere lay that tenufas shalach ha-shchit, the hirach mitorot tenufas shlomim, vein ha-shaych ha-klal l'chovas yom, the kafsei atzeres. U'memele lo ichpas lon bo'em kvasim al-gabi lechem, al-lechem al-gabi kvasim, v'zein ema rachal, din tenufas shal kafsei atzeres, sh'nemer v'kro ad-vehenef, d'hainu racha tenufas chayim. Ulachi Hushikas of Rashi that writes a kaima rock al tenufas chayim. Yeah. what forced Rashi to say that it's only Tanufas Chayim? Why didn't Rashi say it's both? Could have said it's both. So he says, no. He says, right, his answer is that only the Tanufas Chayim is the Tanufas Kaseh Atzeres, and according to Rashi, the simple way to learn is, why is there no Lechem? Why? Shchutim? The answer is, because that's the, why you don't have to be maimed, why don't you have to be maimed the Brisa, that's talking about Shchutim also? Okay, because he could have said it's the same thing with the Chaz of Ashok. But the answer is he purposely says that Bryce is not talking about the Lechem with the Chaz of Ashok. So clearly the Lechem with the Chaz of Ashok is just the Din Shlomim Ba'alma. Okay? So that's the Machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam. And that's going to determine, of course, how you're going to learn the Machlokas, Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Vihine ze lashon Rambam sham keitzad hanafas alechem im shnei kavsei hashlamim. Maybe shnei akvasim leinifim ba'odan chayim. Shenemar ve'inif osam tenufa. V'yachach shochten osam. V'lokeach az v'shok mikol echem v'shneiem u'minichen b'tzad shtei alechem u'minif akol ke'achad. Right, that's the Rambam that shows you clearly that the Braisa he learned is talking about shchutim. In fact, according to the Rambam, there is no lechem by the Chayim. Okay? Which, of course, will become a major point of this paragraph. Ulechorim avor medivrei Rambam that tenufa shim halechem haysa rak lachar shchita. Aval tenufa Chayim haysa rak b'kvasim bovad. V'shitas Rashi einaken. Rak digam halechem ton tenufa mechayim ulachar shchita. Yeah. So to come out according to Rashi, both tenufas can require lechem. Of course, for two totally different reasons. The tenufas chayim is going to require lechem because that's the tenufa that's demanded by the kafsei atzeres and the pasuk vehenif. And then the Tenufas Shchutin, the Chaz of Ashok, is going to demand Lechem because of the Din Shlomim. Whenever you have a Din Tenufa by Shlomim and that carbon has a Din Lechem with it, so then the Lechem is also part of the Tenufa. He's made it both. Okay? So Rashi says, I'm sorry, the verse continues, the Iker Chovas Tenufas Kaseh Atzeres Hi HaKvasin Ma Lechem B'Yachad. Ukichazina da tnufa osa zika. Vim avdu alechem avdu akvasim. Are the ikr chalos maisa tnufa hiba alechem. Im akvasim yat biyachat. Bekachu ikr mitzvasim. Okay, so the alecha is that the tnufa creates a zika. It renders it into one cheftza of a carbon. One cheftza of a davar ha-nikrav. And if you lose one of them, that's it. The whole carbon's lost. You have to start all over with a new set of kvasim and a new lechem. Okay? Yeah, 1 second. I will come back to that point about the Zika a little bit later. Let's go a little further than the grizz. Ula ma Rambam l'taimei, the svirlei de gam ha-tenufa, shel achar shchita, hi mechlal din tenufas kafsei atzeres. Mishom hochi mefarsh tekra da lecha babikurim koi, ala tenufa shel achar shchita, shenemra gam kein bahach kra, aval tenufa shel mechayim ha-yisar rach bakvasim levad. Okay. So he's showing you that what? That according to Rashi is l'shitase. That you're going to require lechem, kodem shchita, because it's the tenufas chayim, which is the essential tenufa of kafsei atzeres. And that's the one that creates the zika. But according to the Rambam, the Rambam holds his only lechem afterwards. And he's l'shitase, because he learns that the tenufa after shechita has also the mechayev is kavsei atzeres. It's not a din of shlomim ba'alma. But there's of course one logical problem. Now you've explained that aspect. But what's severely lacking is, but the tenufas chayim, according to the Rambam, is certainly also kavsei atzeres. Because the heinef ha-kohen includes both tenufas, the tenufas chayim and the shchutim. And if that is true, how come there's no lechem by the tenufas chayim? That is a point that needs to be explained. Right? That's his question now. Aval tzarechien d'areel koponim gam ha-tenufas chayim nemra b'kro de v'heinef. U'mayishna din alechem b'din ha-kvasim. Va'oda rabam atzmo pasak v'perichas mitmidim u'musafin sham de'im hunfu im ha-kvasim ma'akvin zed zeh. Mishum the tenufa osa zika. Okay, so first he asks the question, and then he makes the question a little stronger, which is that the Rambam has an open halacha that if you mainif the kfasim with the lechem, so then that creates the zika, and then ma'akev zed zeh, as we said before. They comprise a unit, a relationship, they're a unit, and if you lose one, you lose the whole thing. They're all parts of one unit. They're ma'akev. So what does this got to do with that? Vareze bal korche kaima al kodem shchita. You're going to have to learn that when the Ram says your mainif, that if your mainif them with the kvasim, that they're ma'akev, you're going to have to say that's talking about kodem shchita. Why? Darei shchita ba'atzma osa zika, kimavur besugi de menach astaf mem vav. Which is pretty open. Gemara says shechita osa zika. Harei lehejit degam mechayim haisa tenufa balechem v'tzarechin. Okay. So now the Grizz is further puzzled, because you're going to have to say that's definitely talking about kodem shechita when the Ram has that halacha of zika, because the shechita itself, and when you do the shechita on the kvasim, and the lechem is in existence, it creates that zika. So there must be, so it can't be talking about, you're talking about the tenufa after shechita, that doesn't make sense. So it has to be when? Before. Oh, so now you see that what? Wait, one second, hold on. So now you see what? That even in the kodem shechita, really the lechem can relate to the kvasim. And not only can relate, but actually become one chefza. They can merge together as one chefza through the process, through what's called zika. So if that's true, so then why lechatchila don't you have lechem? Why is there no lechem there? That is a tenufas kafsei etzeres. And you see that it's not a nonsensical thing, because you see on the contrary according to Ram that if you did do it, it actually it's good. It's a valid tenufa and creates a zika. So where did it go? Why when the Rambam tells you how to proceed, the procedure of the kasei atzeres and tamid musafin, he leaves it out. That's what's bothering the Grizz. B'hine yisod avzed al achas shchita ha'isa tenufa ba'lechem. Humavur b'menacha staf mem zayin. Tan rabbanan. Shachat shnei kvasim al arba chalos. Moshech shtayim ehen umenifan. V'yu in sham apirish Rashi dal lechem hayaton shtei tnufos kmo akvasim. Right? According to Rashi, he learns the sugya. Yeah, simple. Because the lechem is ton two tnufos like the kvasim. Why? One midin kafse etzeres, and the other one midin shlama ba'alma. So therefore, if the guy shechted shnei kvasim on arba chalos, which of course he should have only done al shtei chalos, so the Bryce is telling you what to do. So you moshech shtayim, they nifan, and then the Gemara, of course, has a whole discussion what do you do with the other two. Okay? Okay, that's good. What? V'anira da Rambam sfirli de be'emes lo shayach klal b'alechem chov ashtei tenufas. So the Rambam learned this braisa, meaning that's the only time you do tenufa with lechem. You know why is that? The rakbak fasim nemar din tenufas chayim v'din tenufas shchutim. Aval b'alechem lo shayach chalos din zeh de chayim v'shchutim. Ve'ein b'alechem rachov as tenufa achas kmo b'shtei alechem. Habos b'fnei atzman. Okay, right there, you can underline that. That has to be defined. What does he mean by that? That's what you have to understand. That's a key, that's one svara in this paragraph now that needs to be understood. Okay? Then only by the kvasim can you say there's a chayim and shchutim, but not by lechem. Why? I mean, I understand shchutim can't. I mean, I understand lechem can't be, you know, shachad or chayim. But why can't it be related to kvasim that are shchutim and chayim? You know what I mean? Like, what exactly is the logic there? Yeah, I mean, okay, kvasim atone there are two states that the kvasim exist in during the havas hakarbon. Okay, so why can't you say that they're ton lechem in each state? Why is it logical to say that you only need one tenufa? He says, and then Israel, you see, for avav lechem l'shaychelos din zed achayim u'shchutin. Ve'in ba'lechem rachov as tenufa achas, k'mo b'shtei alechem, abos b'fnei atzman. Yeah, I understand. Well, of course. Yeah, I agree. Lechem isn't ta'on inherently shtei tenufos. No one was saying that. So if you, let's say you don't have kvasim for some reason, and now you chayav just to bring the shtei alechem. So of course, you're only going to be main if the shtei alechem once. Because there's no sense being made if it twice. But isn't that different than, I mean, like, why is that a proof? But that's not what we're saying. We're saying that when you have two tenufas, and the kvasim admit of two tenufas, so the lechem is related to it. So it has two tenufas too. See, that needs a little smoothing out. Let's go further. Umeacher, the mavor. The sugya, the moshech shnayim mehem, umeinifon nimtzina lemeidim the tenufas alechem haysala acher shchita, al kei memela the alechem lo boyo tenufa mechayim dein balechem shtei tenufos. So right now he's just going in as like a prem, like accepting the Gemara, which will change in a minute. But right now he's accepting, so it goes. It's a simple logic now. So the Gemara says that there was definitely a tenufa after shchita. So now the Rambam just said to himself, oh, so that's when definitely you have to do the tenufa. And since lechem doesn't require two tenufas, so that's it. I don't need a tenufa before. Right? That's what he's saying right now. Right? That's why it's critical you understand the svara I just pointed out. Okay? Dein ba'lechem, shnei tufos. Aval mikol makom, im bo lasos ha'tenufa ba'lechem mechayim, Gam came the sky mabam tenufa vos zika. Mizel shapasak a rambam dim hunfu makfasim makvin zed zeh. Wrote salam adim also as hatenufa mechayim balechem. Az hatenufa vos zika. The Rambam was talking about if the Kohen did that. That if he went ahead and he jumped the gun and he took the lechem with the tenufa schayim before shchita, that in fact that would be good. That would be considered an appropriate tenufa halechem. Even though it wasn't done at the preferable moment. And it would create a zika. It would render this into a cheftza of a korban shtei halacha. Delo shayilon balechem emasas hatnufa mechayim halacha shchita. It makes no difference to us when you do the lechem. Dal kaparan the skaima behen mitzah tnufa. This nevertheless, in the lechem, you still will mechayim the din tnufa shebehen. The rak bakfasim who should never ban shtei mitzvos din tenufas chayim din tenufas shchutim. Okay, so basically, what you see from the Gemara is that the best time to do it is after Shechita. However, if he did it before, since the logic is that the lechem only requires one tenufa, however you understand that, okay, so therefore you're Makayim, the din tenufa shebehen, and you're Yotze, and it creates a Zika, as the Rambam says. It's all good. Okay? But of course he wants to round that off. Because is this just an arbitrary thing? He doesn't like leaving it that way. So he says, V'yesh lomar od, t'b'emes l'chad chila mitzvasa shi'ases ha'tnufa ba'lechem l'achar shekfar niskadshu b'shchitas ha'kfasim v'nigmar behem shem shtei alechem. Okay? That really, l'chadchila, why is the mitzvah that you should do the tenufa in the lechem after shechita? Because then, that's when there is the complete shame of shnei alechem. What does that mean? That's a good question. Aval mikol makom, and that gets a little worse from a theoretical standpoint. Aval mikol makom, asa sa tenufa mechayim, gam kein chal b'hu maisa tenufa, but still in all, if you did the tenufa mechayim, kodim shechita, it would be considered a proper maisa tenufa. Why? Oh, because it was already in the Scottish betanor. It was the Scottish bekli shoreis. So it already has kedusha. And therefore the tenufa osa zika. But it's better to do it after the shechita, because the shechita, with the shechita, is nigmar in the lechem, the shem shtei alechem. I mean, I don't know, what does the Tanner do? What does the shechita do? Okay. The al kol panim mevor medasa Rambam, the ikar tznufas alechem amakfasim haisalachar shechita, that's for sure. That's a fact, according to the Rambam. V'zeh heji. Okay, in other words, he's saying, if you don't, he's saying al kol panim, meaning, if you don't like his v'yesh lomar od, why it's preferable, then he'll leave it and he'll just simply tell you, no, no, but that's the fact in the Rambam. That's one thing you definitely know. Whatever the explanation you're going to give for it, that's a fact. V'zeh da tenufa shalach ha-shechita, he din tenufas kafse ha-tzeres. V'lo din tenufas chazav v'shok, shenemra b'chol shlom. Okay, but once again, you see from this, his main point, which is that after Shechita, this has a din. This is the essential din of Kafsei Yetzaris, or has a din of Kafsei Yetzaris. Okay? So those are the problems. And I'm going to... I'm going to have to stop here, but... yeah, those are the problems. So we have to define his basic Svara, which is on the bottom of Lama Tess. What is it? How do you understand that the Kfasim have two tenufas and the Lechem only has one? What's his svara there? And then also to understand what's the difference, although of course this isn't critical. The first one's more critical. But the second point to understand, which is not critical to the piece, is what's the difference, what kind of Kedusha, what happens in the Tanor versus what happens with Shechita? That'll be the other thing to define. Yeah.